know either. I don't know that there is a difference.
I don't either. Some say there is and some don't, but I don't know.
I've never known. I've never been able to figure it out. You can put a sweet potato and a yam right side by side and they look the same to me. What about something that makes you cry when you peel it?
Oh, onion.
Okay. What about names for very small onions?
Well, the shallots, or shallots, or okay. Something they call them.
Okay. When you have green beans or something like that, no, you don't always do it with green beans. But when you have beans and you used to sit down and take a pan full of them, and how would you prepare them before you cooked them?
Well, you shell some and you strain some and break them up.
What's the difference between shelling and straining?
Well, when you string them, you just get those strings off and break them up, and when you shell them, you break the pod open.
What are some of the different kinds of beans that you might prepare?
Well, there's butter beans and pole beans.
And lima beans?
Yeah, some call them butter beans.
Are there any different kinds of string beans?
Yes, it's the pole beans that run up on the poles, and then the others that don't.
But they just run along the ground? Bunch beans,
mm-hmm.
What about the tops of beets and turnips and things that you can eat?
Well, that's called greens.
Okay. If you have one head of lettuce and somebody gives you two more, then you have three?
Heads.
Okay. On an ear of corn, when you get it out of the garden, the things that you have to pull off before you can cook the ear of it are called what?
Shucks.
Okay. What kind of corn is served on the cob? Any certain kind?
You mean the name of the corn?
Mm-hmm. What is sweet corn, for instance?
Well, that's some, and then some is hickory cane, I've never known which it was. And then my son-in-law over here raises what they call a refrigerator corn, I think. It just has a little tiny cob and then the grains around it.
I never heard of that, huh?
Freezer corn, or maybe that's what.
Well, that's interesting. They've got a watermelon now that they've managed to develop a watermelon that all the seeds are in the center of it. It doesn't have, it's like a pumpkin. A man gave me one this summer, and when you cut it open, it's just like a pumpkin. There's not a seed anywhere in the meat of the melon. It's just all right in a hollow place.
That'd be
in the
nice,
center.
Wouldn't it?
Sure would. They're a lot handier that way. On the top of a corn stalk, the stuff that waves in the breeze when the breeze blows.
Tassel.
Okay. What is it that, other than the shuck that's on corn, that you have to be real careful to get off when you're making corn on the cob?
Silk.
Okay. What is it that children make jack-o'-lanterns out of at Halloween?
Pumpkins.
Okay. Something that looks kind of like a pumpkin, but it's smaller. I guess it belongs to the same family as a pumpkin or something, but it has a kind of a curly top on it. Yellow.
Muskmelon.
Okay. What is it? This looks kind of like a gourd. As a matter of fact, I think.